With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The financial markets are struggling just a bit today in anticipation of a lot of unknown economic data that is due out later this week. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 60 points and a similar downward shift for the NASDAQ. Correspondent Julie Walker reports Rob Reiner and his wife have been found dead, and now a family member is under investigation.
Actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer were found dead in their Los Angeles home Sunday from apparent stab wounds. A law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity tells the AP they are investigating a family member in connection with the murders. Reiner was 78, his wife 68. His directing work includes This Is Spinal Tap, A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally, and The Princess Bride. His role as Meathead in the TV classic All in the Family made him famous and won him 2 Emmy Awards. She worked as an actress, producer, and photographer. They had 3 children together. I'm Julie Walker.
A bystander seen in a widely circulated video disarming a gunman during that deadly shooting rampage at a popular Australian beach is now being heralded as a hero who saved a lot of lives. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting.
Video footage posted to social media shows a passerby dressed in a white T-shirt and dark pants crouching behind a parked car before sneaking up behind a gunman, grabbing him, and wresting away his firearm. The bystander then points the weapon at the gunman, who falls to the ground. The intervention drew wide praise, including from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said in a statement, quote, "A man walking up to a gunman who had fired on the community and single-handedly disarming him, that man is a genuine hero." Bernie Bennett reporting.
And the suspected gunman, Pakistani nationals with ties to ISIS. This is SRN News. Latest information indicates that Christianity is starting to lose its grip on young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian-American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk now to almost nothing. Syrian government spokesman Hein Kabawat said the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for us to tell the world our country has room for everyone. This is SRN News. Upping the ante on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the EU has imposed economic penalties targeting its oil companies and shadow fleet.
The European Union on Monday slapped sanctions on 5 businessmen linked to Russian state-owned oil companies Lukoil and Rosneft. It also targeted companies accused of circumventing sanctions on Russian oil by running ships for Moscow's shadow fleet of aging oil tankers. Oil revenue is a key part of Russia's economy, allowing President Vladimir Putin to pour money into the war effort against Ukraine without worsening inflation for everyday people and avoiding a currency collapse. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Chile turns sharply to the right as Jose Antonio Kast wins the presidency there with nearly 58% of the vote over the weekend. Kast pledges mass deportations, tougher policing, and mega prisons to combat rising crime and illegal immigration. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.